This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said today there is zero evidence the new variant of coronavirus increases severity of the disease. The WHO adds it's good news that the UK has reported the new strain does not affect efficacy of vaccines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to chair a meeting of the government's emergency committee today. The meeting follows France's decision to close its borders to the UK to stem the spread of the new strain of the coronavirus circulating in London and the southeast of England. AP's Karen Chalmers reports.
The is convening amid warnings of significant disruption around the ports in the English Channel. The transport of freight brought in by trucks is facing massive disruptions after France closed its border for 48 hours, which means trucks cannot get across the English Channel by boat. There have been reports of tailbacks going back miles into Kent, a county in southeastern England. Eurotunnel, the rail service that links Britain with mainland Europe, has also suspended services. Canada and Poland are among the latest countries to halt flights from the UK following the lead of many in Europe. Karen Chalmers, London.
EU and UK trade talks inched towards renewed pressure Monday as transport chaos triggered by the emergence of a more contagious variant of the coronavirus in Britain overshadowed efforts to reach a Brexit deal. Only 10 days are left until January 1st when Britain will leave the EU single market and customs unit, and hopes of securing a new arrangement suffered a blow as another deadline went by. The European Medicines Agency said Monday it had approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, paving the way for inoculations to start across the EU within days. The Amsterdam-based regulator dramatically moved the decision on the jab ahead from December 29th, following pressure to accelerate the process. This is VOA News. National associations of doctors, nurses, and seven other medical groups in Japan declared a state of a medical emergency Monday, urging the government to support the nation's medical system creaking under the strain of the coronavirus pandemic. The joint statement said the spread of coronavirus infection shows no sign of stopping. Left unchecked, people in Japan will not be able to receive regular medical care, let alone care for COVID-19, end quote. U.S. lawmakers sealed a deal Sunday on a $900 billion coronavirus economic relief package that gives Americans long overdue financial help. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Under the agreement, $300 weekly unemployment benefits, $600 stimulus checks to most Americans, and a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
More help is on the way.
While Democrats say it's the largest spending measure yet, it wasn't as robust as the country needs. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill will not be the final word on congressional COVID relief.
The deal also offers money for schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. Lawmakers eager to leave Washington are likely to vote today. I'm Julie Walker.
Nepal's Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said Monday his decision to dissolve parliament was the only way to resolve disputes and non-cooperation in his party that have led to a, quote, state of inaction, end quote. Nepal's president dissolved parliament Sunday at the request of the 68-year-old Oli and announced general elections would be held more than a year ahead of schedule, prompting about a dozen petitions in the country's top court. Seven ministers stepped down after the dissolution, saying it violated the popular mandate given to them in a 2017 general election. The political successor of a banned party in Thailand that had strong support from Young Thais failed to make inroads in weekend provincial elections that were held after months of youth-led protest. The ballot was the first since a general election last year and the first provincial vote since Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first took power in a 2014 coup. Unofficial results from the 76 provinces showed the progressive movement failed to win any of the 42 provinces it had contested. A Syrian doctor living in Germany who was arrested on suspicion of having committed crimes against humanity in Syria faces more charges, including one case of murder, German prosecutors said Monday. The suspect is identified as Ala M. Prosecutors said he now stands accused of far more violations than initially thought, including for allegedly killing one person and another 18 counts of torture. He was first charged with instances of torturing detainees at a prison run by Syrian intelligence services in 2011. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.